Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here. Welcome to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hope you guys are having a great week so far. Now, as I mentioned previously, we are in the middle of Black History Month here in the U.S., and so my hope was to have a few devotionals dedicated to Black History Month on the podcast. Now, I already shared one devotional that I wrote for Black History Month last week, but really my hope is to feature some guest devotionals from Black voices, because really for Black History Month, I would really like to do more listening than speaking. And so today we have a guest devotional from an award-winning poet and author named Deborah Ayis. She is the founder and editor of Valiant Scribe, which I'll let her tell you a little bit more about in a moment. But Deborah has been published in over 100 anthologies, magazines, journals, and devotionals in several countries. And she's also published 3 books. And so I'm very excited to share Deborah's devotional with you guys. But, you know, as I mentioned previously, I realize that there are some of you guys who maybe are uncomfortable with some of these topics, right? That maybe some of you guys are coming from church contexts that frown upon talking about justice or social issues. And so at first I want to acknowledge that I understand where you're coming from, because I myself grew up in a church like that. But hopefully with some of these devotionals that I'm sharing this month, I want you to understand that the topic of justice or even social issues, racism and oppression, should not be topics that are off limits because of our faith. But in fact, our faith in Christ and our faith in the scriptures should draw us into those conversations. And so I'm not saying that you have to agree with all of these things, but I think the best thing that we can do always, the wisest thing that we can do, is to listen. And so I just ask that even if these are things that you're not 100% comfortable talking about, that we could at least just try to listen and understand. That doesn't really cost us much to just listen and try to understand. And so with that being said, here is our guest devotional from Deborah Ayis.
Hello, Daily Sabbath podcast listeners. My name is Deborah Ayis. Thank you, Jay, for inviting me to speak as a guest on the podcast today. I am the founder of Valiant Scribe Literary Journal, where we look at faith and social issues independent of each other and complementary of the other. So if you're a writer out there, check us out, send us some of your work, and we'll be happy to consider it. Today, I am going to talk about social justice and the church. And I will be reading from Isaiah 58, from verse 1 to God knows where I'm going to stop today. So it says, shout it aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forgotten. Forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen, only a day for a man to humble himself? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will apply quickly. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. For the last few years in America, there has been a polarization in the church. There have been preachers who have turned a blind eye to the oppression of minorities just because it does not serve in their best interest. These same people fast and hold revivals and all of that, but yet turn a blind eye to their neighbor who is suffering. And this isn't just about Black Lives Matter or Stop Hate Against Asians. It's about some of these ministers or so-called ministers who are only out to grab and to get, but rarely do anything else to give back. And I just wonder if we despise the Pharisees and the Sadducees and we make fun of them, but are some of us, are a lot of us, guilty of being just like them? Are these questions we need to ask? If Jesus was here, if he were walking on the streets, and I say that, obviously, he is always here. He's omnipresent. He is present throughout time. But you know what I mean in the context of the New Testament. If he was walking amongst us, what would Jesus do? Who would he align with? What message would he preach from his pulpit? Who would he empathize with? Would he be opening his arms and his hearts to those who feel oppressed and dismissed and maligned by society? Would he be at least trying to listen and to try to meet them halfway? Or would he turn a blind eye and tell them they must be doing something wrong? Or they must be imagining things. Or they should be grateful that they get to live in the U.S. I mean, for African Americans, it wasn't like they had a choice, was it? So, I mean, all these questions run through my head. And I just wonder, we as the church, what has become of us? Why is this an issue that should cause polarity when it's as clear as day? What would Jesus do? How would you feel if you were in the other person's shoes? How would you want to be treated? How would you want to be loved? Would you want to be heard? These are questions I ask, and I don't mean for people to go out and protest or even do anything huge. It's just the day by day, the little things, right? If you see an injustice happening, do you step up? Do you go out of your way to listen to others who don't look like you, who don't sound like you? And it doesn't matter if you're white. This relates to all of us, whether you're Asian, you're Black, whatever it is. Are you being open-minded, or are you constantly othering others? So I think it's kind of a reflection we need in the church to see, how do we bridge divides? How do we function as a church that really is unified, that really looks at the person inside, just like Jesus did? Just a few questions, just a few thoughts.
Closing song for this episode, Let Justice Roll is by Omyra Caban. For more music from Omyra Caban, you'll find links in the episode description.
I wanted you to know that I share every tear you cry. Sleepless with you tonight. I'm sleepless with you tonight. I can't pretend I understand. Can't imagine where you've been. If you wanna talk, I'll listen. Let justice roll like a river. Let it flow like a stream. Wherever you go, I just want you to know. You are seen, you are seen. You are seen, you are seen. Hear me when I say that you are so loved, it's true. There is a peace that waves of the sea. And there is a father who knows where you've been, where you'll go. If you wanna talk, he'll listen, he'll listen. Let justice roll like a river.
Your name, he sees your pain, he knows your name. Let justice roll. Sleepless with you tonight. I'm sleepless with you tonight.